This is the second track on this CD. This is the Self-Hypnosis Live Practice Assistant. This is the live assistant to help you on your steps to using self-hypnosis by yourself, whenever you want to, wherever you want to. To begin with, just make yourself comfortable and begin the preparation phase for self-hypnosis. In other words, tell yourself how long you want this hypnotic session to last. This hypnotic session is going to last 5 minutes, let's say. Then remind yourself of the safety statement. If at any time during the course of this hypnosis session you should need to come back and be fully alert for an emergency, or if someone else needs your attention, you will come back instantly feeling refreshed, relaxed and alert, ready to deal with the situation in hand. Now pick up your pre-hypnotic suggestions on a piece of paper and read them through a few times. To begin with, we're going to use the pre-hypnotic suggestion of, "I am becoming a master at self-hypnosis." In time, you can use other pre-hypnotic suggestions, but whilst we're in the learning phase, we are going to work on becoming a master of self-hypnosis. Now, I'm going to be silent for just a minute to give you a chance to read through and ponder what this actually means for you. Very good. To begin the induction, make yourself comfortable. Choose a spot above eye level and focus your attention on it until you feel sudden tension. That's right. Now relax your eyes until you begin to see more and more of the room. This is going into what we call peripheral vision. Continue to relax your eyes until you can begin to sense your breathing shifted. Pay attention to that breathing and then just simply close your eyes and continue the rest of the hypnotic process by yourself until you're ready to bring yourself back out. And now it's time to come back. So as I count from 1 to 5, you will become more and more alert. At the count of 5, your eyes will open. You'll feel refreshed, relaxed, alert, simply fantastic. So here we go. 1, coming on back now. 2, 3. That's right, beginning to move and shift. 4, simply take a deep breath in. And 5, coming back out of trance, feeling refreshed, relaxed, alert. Really wonderful. Well done. And now look at your watch so that your subconscious mind can hook up the clock time with your internal time. Excellent. Congratulations and welcome back. If you have used the install hypnosis session several times and practice going into self-hypnosis, you have everything you need now in order to achieve goals and use the power of self-hypnosis in your life. So the only question that remains is, how do you practice and how often do you do it? Where and when? Well, the simple answer to that is you practice as often as you like, really. However, once you hit 3 sessions per day, then you hit diminishing returns. I would say at least once a day, 2 preferably. And how long should the sessions be? I would say spend at least 5 minutes and go as much as 15 minutes if you want. As you get more proficient, you may even want to stretch it out to half an hour or an hour. But ideally, 5 to 15 minutes is an ideal time. Always choose the time ahead of going into hypnosis and remind yourself in your preparation how long you wish to take. And then simply enjoy going into self-hypnosis and reaping the benefits. Now, the one thing to remember is to not fall asleep. If that happens, don't concern yourself with it. Just remember to be more aware. You are looking for a receptive mind, not a mind that's asleep. When your mind is receptive, you're kind of aware of things, but it's a sort of detached state where nothing really matters, where nothing is really important. It feels good and it's very comfortable. When you're asleep, of course, well, you know what it's like when you're asleep. The final idea I want to leave you with is the idea of practicing regularly. It is better to do 5 minutes every day than to save up and maybe do half an hour on the weekend. So 5 minutes a day of regular practice is much, much better. The best way is to actually choose a time of day and get into the habit. If you're a morning person, then do it when you first wake up. If you happen to be more of a night owl, then do it in the evening. It really doesn't matter what time of the day you do it. And if you do it twice, then morning and evening is probably the best. I would still strongly suggest that you pick a time and do it at the same time every day. You see, the unconscious mind is a creature of habit. And the more you create a habit, the same place, the same time, the more the unconscious mind kind of gets into the ritual.